Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, guys, before we get into the letter, we have to say Happy Veterans Day to
yes.
our veterans out there. We want to
yes.
say thank you
Come
for
on.
Your service. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Your service.
Yes.
Thank you to my husband. He's a veteran, Army vet. Dave Hines, mm-hmm. our engineer on
yeah.
the show.
Big
Army
Dave. Yes,
All right.
Sir.
Yeah.
Thank you,
sir.
Guys, for sure,
thank
for your service.
Yes. I want to thank y'all for doing what I wasn't going to do. Appreciate you. Takes a special person to sign up.
Them real people.
No, man,
down
you got to be a special person to volunteer to go down.
Yes, yeah. you do.
Our heroes.
You got to be a special person because mm-hmm. that's probably what I'd have been.
A draftee?
Yeah, I'd been in Canada. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
I'm just going to keep it real.
All right, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
A thank you, nephew. Subject, we were clowning in front of the baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, as newlyweds with a four-year-old child, we have been told by several family members that we don't need a child because we suck as parents. Our son is 4 years old, and his Nana and G-Daddy, my parents, want him to live with them. He's broken his arm after he jumped out of his stroller because my wife didn't buckle him in. And he has thrown a glass and shattered it all over the kitchen after I thought he was ready to hold a real glass. We are young, and we are figuring out parenthood. But check out what happened over the weekend. My wife and I took our son to a birthday party Saturday morning, and we ended up hanging with the parents, and my wife got a little tipsy. We went home, and our son was in his room about to take a nap, but he was playing this game on my wife's phone until he fell asleep. My wife was full of wine and in the mood for some afternoon loving, so I laid across the bed and told her to lock the bedroom door. It started raining, so I knew we could make a little noise without waking up our son. We were going at it, and about 10 minutes into it, I heard our son crying. He was standing at the foot of our bed, and my wife and I froze. He was on the phone telling somebody that I was trying to break his mama's leg. I slid my pants on real quick, grabbed him up, and got the phone. He said he was talking to his G-daddy, so I told my dad we would call him later. This is strike three, and there's no easy explanation for this one. My parents are disgusted. We don't blame them. My wife is embarrassed, and she said we are never having sex again if our son is home. How do we move past this? Well, I mean, you know, you're not the first parents to have a few mishaps along the way. Let's just say that, okay? Your son is only 4 years old. He doesn't know what was really going on. Him seeing you and your wife having sex doesn't make you bad parents. That's what married people do, even though he thought you were breaking his mommy's leg. And you don't have to report to your parents when you and your wife are intimate. No explanation needed or required. You're grown. You're not abusing the child. child, so Nana and G-Daddy, your parents, need to just back up. They need to relax, stop the threats about your son coming to live with them and all of that. And let you just raise your son, okay? Trust me, they made some mistakes too, and no one took you from them. I will say that since your baby boy is adventurous, we'll call it adventurous, and since he likes to jump out of his crib and stuff, as boys will do sometimes, make sure your home is baby-proof. Your wife has got to strap, you know, him in a stroller. She didn't do that. She's got to do that from now on. She's got to get the gates and, you know, in the house and the outlet plugs and all that stuff, okay? What are you breathing hard for?
What letter you guys, is you reading from?
And you got to watch him all the... Relax. You could be all right. Let me finish. I'm almost done. You got to, you know, just do all of that. Watch him all the time. Make sure he's playing and doing what four-year-old boys do. And he does need some discipline, and discipline him. Okay? Now, Steve.
The title of this letter is, "We Was Clowning in Front of the Baby." The hell that got to do with putting plugs over the electrical outlets and all this shit. So if you ain't got to baby-proof your house, we got a whole nother problem. This damn baby need therapy. We sit up here just talking about baby-proofing the damn house. We was clowning in front of the baby. I'm going to make you three statements, and then I'm going to end this letter where I think it ought to end. They newlyweds with a four-year-old. We have been told by several family members that we don't need a child because we suck as parents. This is the prerequisite to this whole letter. Now, let me show you why. Our son is 4 years old. His grandparents want him to come live with them. They trying to save this baby. He done broke his arm. Listen to me. The baby broke his arm. Then it hurt his arm. He broke his arm after he jumped out of stroller. My wife didn't buckle him in. If you know they climb, and you got a stroller and you walking with it, this fool and climbed out, fell, and broke his arm. Then he threw a glass and shattered it all over the kitchen because this fool thought he was ready for real glass. What? Now, just with them statements, oh, and then one more statement. At the end, he was on the telephone telling his granddaddy that I was trying to break his mama's leg. Okay, you ready? This is what the letter should end right here. They need to take y'all's baby.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, they need to come get y'all's baby.
That's cold.
Child Protective Services. According to these statements right here, you lucky you still even got a damn.
Hang on, Steve.
So
we'll have part
take the
two
letter from here, baby,
of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Stupid ass parents.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject, we were clowning in front of the baby. We'll get back into it right after this.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, we were clowning in front of the baby.
Now, this couple has been told by everybody in the family, y'all suck as parents, because they watching it. And then they gave you several reasons why they suck as parents. The little boy climbed out the stroller because his mama didn't buckle him in. He broke his arm. Now, when you take a baby to the hospital and he's got a broken arm, you do know there's an investigation going on, whether you know it or not. So your ass already been under investigation. Then your dumb ass gave a four-year-old a real glass and he threw it in and shattered it because you thought he was ready for real glass. Who think a four-year-old ready for real glass?
Yeah.
Who think that? I think they right. Y'all suck as parents. And then he was on the phone telling somebody I was trying to break his mama's leg because he walked in because y'all was doing the nasty in front of the boy. Now he hit the foot of the bed crying.
He walked in from his room.
Okay. This is what happened over the weekend, though. This is after they've already given you three good reasons why they need to take the baby. Then they're going to double down with, here's what happened this weekend. They was over their parents. Wife got a little drunk. Y'all came back home, put the baby in the bed. He was playing on the wife's phone till he fell asleep. Your wife was full of wine, in the mood for some afternoon loving. So I laid across the bed, told her to lock the bedroom door. Can't tell a drunk person to do nothing. They don't listen well. You done told a drunk person to lock the door. All the drunk person heard was, does the door have a lock on it? Yes. Y'all in there about 10 minutes. Then you heard your son at the foot of the bed crying. Y'all in here just going at it. The baby down at the foot of the bed just crying. He on the phone telling somebody. You don't even know he on the phone telling somebody. My daddy in here trying to break my mama leg. I know exactly what you were doing. I ain't going to get into it, be graphic, but I know what you was doing. Had your hand on that ankle, didn't you? Did you? Your arm was fully extended, wasn't it?
Okay, you said you weren't going to say anything.
You're on your way to being graphic.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Ankle in hand, arm fully extended.
Okay.
We got it.
Yes.
You said it started raining, so I knew we could make a little bit of noise. Well, you overdid it. Now the baby in his room trying to sleep, he hear the rain and the hollering. Now it's raining and hollering in the house, he can't sleep. Now he crying. He was standing at the foot of our bed and my wife and I froze. Froze in what position, dog? He was on the phone telling somebody. You don't even know who the baby talking to.
Yeah, his granddad.
That I was trying to break his mama's leg. Now, hear what the part that makes him a bad parent again. I slid my pants on real quick. How fast do you think you could get them pants on and he don't see this? Who you know can get their pants on real quick? And the baby don't see it. The baby don't see it. I want to see somebody be in a vulnerable position and grab their pants and put them on real quick. And then the baby be thinking, oh, he wasn't naked a minute ago. He said he was talking to his G daddy. So I told my dad we would call him later. This is strike three. We have no easy explanation for this one because there ain't none. My parents are disgusted. We don't blame them. My wife is embarrassed, and she said we are never having sex again if our son is home. Well, don't he live there? That's a dumbass statement. Don't he live there? How do we move past this? Dog, y'all are some horrible parents. Y'all suck at parenting. The first thing you have to learn as a parent is what you want to do must now be considered. You have to consider what will the child think, say, see, or do if we do this. You have to now take everything into consideration. You can't do like you want to no more. Who puts a baby in the stroller and don't strap me in? Now, he done climbed out and broke his damn arm.
He jumped out.
You surprised. I'm amazed you got the baby back at the hospital. You'd have been sitting in the waiting area and you'd have been explaining all this to Child Protective Services. I'm telling you.
Aww.
Then you decided he was ready for real glass and gave him a real glass. Now, it shattered everywhere. Who are you, stupid man? What baby is ready for real glass? And if he is, what is the proof? What are you trying to accomplish by saying, yeah, you ready for real glass now? Who has said that as a parent? Shirley, Carly, no. Tommy, your parents, when have you ever said, yeah, my baby for real glass now? When have you ever said that?
No. You've said from bottle to sippy cup. You've said that.
Yeah, yeah, my baby for real glass now. Ooh, I've never heard that. What made your dumb ass say that? I'm going to just tell you one more time and it's over. They need to come take this damn baby so this baby can grow up healthy and have a chance at a real life.
You can comment on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
And let's retract their Facebook and get all this information down to Child Protective Center.
Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.